Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm gonna say something there. That's when you sing that song over the devil, enemy. And thank you. That's my message. Awesome. That's my message. So it kind of gave me a little confidence that what I want to talk about today is what the church needs. And I say that for is because when Pastor Dell asked me to preach here a couple months ago, we discussed this, and I seek God's face in what He wants us to hear from Him. What does a church need? You know, there's always a season for something. You know, and what season are we in? And you know, what does the church need to hear? We need to hear from God. What's on His heart? And this is my introduction to this message here. So I'm gonna it's kind of personal, but it's okay because I know a lot of pastors when they preach, it's something that they go through. You know, it's something personal, and you can relate better that way, and you can understand. But anyhow, so what led me to this is obviously I was seeking God's face, and a couple weeks ago, it was a weekend, and it was like in the morning, during the whole day, it was like the enemy was just attacking me and my family, all areas. I'm not going to get specific what all the areas were, but they were just, the enemy's attacks were just, the day was just relentless. It was just like one after another, dealing with this in our family or this in our family, financially, you know, peace, you know, things from the enemy, just attacking it. And Kim and I recognized the attacks in our family, you know, and as I'm going all through the day, I'm mowing, and I'm just talking with God. You know, I encourage that. You know, God wants you to come and talk with Him. He wants you to come and think with Him. He wants you to come and, you know, just like I'm talking here, you know. You know, so as I'm going through the day talking with God, and I'm like, you know what, Lord, it's funny you say about victory earlier, because that was my cry. It's like, Lord, I don't feel victory. Your words reach me. I'm just not walking in victory. I don't know, you know, what it is. I feel defeated, and, you know, I'm being honest here, you know. I was getting beat up pretty good that day, but anyhow, I could not see victory in that day. So I says, Lord, you know, I need help here. I need help. I'm getting beat up pretty bad down here, you know. And so as the day progressed, you know, I dwelled on it for a little bit. And then God gave me a scripture. He gave me one scripture in the Bible. And so I progressed through the day. And then later on that day, I looked that scripture up. And once I looked that scripture up, and then Jesus started revealing a breakthrough. Victory over the enemy, over what I'm dealing with. And let me just back it up a little bit. Through that day, these attacks that I'm talking about are not attacks, just something new in my life. I've had them before. I've had them in past years. I've had them in, you know, in our families and stuff like that. And I'm tired of the same road. I'm tired of going down the same mountain. You know, how can I be an overcomer over this and defeat this? And so the Lord gave me a scripture, and that's what I'm going to share with you today, what the Lord showed me. And I brought my study Bible. I wasn't going to bring it today, but I just want to share this on a quick note. Part of my message today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the enemy. About the enemy. It's funny you sing that song. A little about the enemy. And that was in my notes. And but last night about 2:00 at night, I was woken. I know part of it had to do, I ate dinner a little late and I went to bed. And do you ever do that when you go to bed? You eat dinner before you go to bed, and in the middle of the night you get woken up? I know that had part of it, okay? I just wide awake, 2:00 in the morning. And I'm just sitting there thinking, and I can't go back to sleep now, I'm wide awake. And the Spirit of the Lord was just telling me, you need to emphasize on your message a little bit more than what you plan on about the enemy. So I wrote down my notes, but in my study Bible, it talks a lot about it. So I brought it with me. I'm not gonna say it all, but I brought it so that I can touch on some more of what God wants about the enemy. But okay, that's my introduction. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your gospel, Lord. We thank you for a way out, Lord Jesus, from the enemy's attacks, Father, Lord Jesus. But Lord, we just pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. The ministering angels come to the ears of us. Let us hear from you, Father God, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray that at this time that we have together, Lord, if we don't receive in our hearts from you, Lord, but during the day, Lord Jesus, if it just be one word from the message from you, Father Jesus, Lord, speak to the hearts of your children, Lord Jesus. Lord, come and comfort us, Father, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. So, I'm going to share the scripture that the Lord gave to me. Not yet, but I'm going to share it with you. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Okay, Matthew 4, 1 through 11. It starts out, then when Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he has fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, I want to stop there for 1 minute. I just want to note on one thing. Do you notice that the attacks from the enemy, a lot of times it happens when you're tired. Am I the only one that goes through that? When you're tired, or even when you're hungry, you're tired, you know, either the morning or night. It's just funny how Jesus was fasting for 40 days, and then he was hungry, and the enemy come to tempted Jesus at the time. But when the Bible, verse 3, when it says, when the tempter came to him, the tempter is talking about the enemy. He's talking about Satan. And this is where I think it's really important for the church to know a little bit about the enemy. In other words, recognize the enemy. Just let me give you an example. If we were going to war, U.S. was going to war against somebody, one of the first things that the military does, I'm not a military person, I just know this from hearsay, is they check out the enemy. They find out all about the enemy, what their weaknesses, what their strengths are, their locations and everything else. And that's the same thing with us as saints of God, that we should know what the enemy, who the enemy is and what the enemy, what the tactics are, the enemy's attacks, so that we were aware of them, you know, and so that we can be aware of it and then pray against the enemy's attacks. But when the scripture says a tempter, that Satan has many names. I'm not going to name them all off, but I'm just going to share a few names with you, just so you recognize them. Another name is Lucifer, the prince of this world. He's a prince of the power of the air. He's the accuser of your brother. He's an enemy, and as we mentioned, he's a tempter. And I just want to talk a little bit about who Satan is. Satan was created by Christ. He was. I'm just reading a little bit on my study Bible. This is last night when the Lord spoke to me about speak a little bit more. This is where I'm getting this from. So if I'm kind of reading out of this, is just to share more about it. Anyhow. Satan was created by Christ along with other beings, principalities and powers in heaven and earth. And Satan, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Satan was thrown out of heaven. He was a high angel in heaven. The Bible describes him as he was a beautiful angel. He was beautiful. And we believe that Satan had pride in heaven. That's what threw him. He tried to be like God. He tried to be above God. And pride got in his way. And so he was cast out of heaven. Him and one-third of the angels, demons, cast out with him. And I'm just sharing that with you just so you know who the enemy is. Just so if you didn't know who this is. But I also want to share the works of Satan. The works of Satan is to oppose God whenever possible. Anything go against God, that's Satan's, that's his duty, that's his job. So us being children of God, that's where we get the oppose from Satan, from his attacks. But okay. Let's see. I just gotta check my notes here. Okay. Okay, back to Matthew 4. Verse 3, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made of bread." He's talking to Jesus here. And in verse 4, but he answered and said, Jesus said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." I just want to stop right there for a minute. I just want to touch on that a little bit. This was the scripture that I was talking about earlier that God showed me earlier or spoke to me to go to when he said that man shall not live by bread alone but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What he's talking about is the word of God. He's talking about the word of God. And so I was seeking God's face on that, and God says, spoke to me that this is where a lot of the church is lacking. They're lacking in the Word of God. They're lacking not only knowing the Word of God, but speaking the Word of God, because they got to go hand to hand. You got to know the Word of God to fight against the enemy, and you need to speak it out against the enemy. As Jesus said in here, that it is written. You know, he spoke to Satan, "It is written." The thing is, the importance of the Word of God is part of our walk. If we don't have the Word of God in our life, a part of our walk, we're not going to be successful in this Christian life. We're going to be beat up by the enemy. Because if we try to handle the enemy in the world ways on our own way of thinking, in our own words, we're no match for him. The Word of God is what's going to defeat the enemy. So, what God was speaking to me is that his children needs to be reading the Word of God more. We need to be in the Word of God so we can speak the Word of God and let that lead our lives over the enemies. So that when the enemy's attacking us, like I was talking about earlier, year after year after year, I'm getting attacked by the enemy. A lot of the times, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of times I try to handle things my own way. I don't go on my knees first. You know, sometimes I don't speak the Word of God first. I just try to handle things my way. And then before I know it, I'm like, you know, I go to pray to God. And God's, you know, meditating this message, God is speaking to me that you have the power and authority. You have the Word of God. You have that. We have that. That's over 2,000 years ago, like when you said about Christ dying for our sins, the price has already been paid. That price has already been paid over the enemy too. But we need to be cooperating with God to defeat the enemy. And to cooperate with God is by the Word of God, having the Word of God in our lives and speaking the Word of God, not only knowing it but having it to overcome the enemies. it's almost like we have the power and authority over the enemy because of what Christ did, but we need to operate and cooperate with God's will, His word, to overcome that. And if we don't, we're kind of tying God's hands. If I can say it like that, tying His hands, you know, God's given us the power and authority to do so, but we have to operate in that. Are you guys with me? Can I get a good amen? Can I get an amen? You know, amen's help a little bit. know that we're connecting here. You know that we're connected. Okay. All right. But this was the scripture, though. This is I really want to touch on this. This is where the victory is. This is where the victory is. You know, I felt this in my walk personally. You know, I'm being honest with you. You know, but when God reveals something to you, He sends a message to you. We need to take it not so lightly, but we need to take it. We need to try it. We need to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And in today's times, in the world we live in, we live in a society that is turning away from God, that is not speaking of God. So this is something very important in our lives that we need to put that back into our world by saying and speaking it. Okay? I think I touched on it enough. But I just want to encourage you to cooperate with God. Have a relationship with God. Have it through His word. His word is what stops the enemy's tracks. Speak it and believe in it. And get yourself a good message Bible. A good Bible, study Bible. I encourage a good study Bible because there's a lot of side notes on there that will help you to understand the scripture and stuff. But, okay? All right. And the other thing is, before I read the next scripture, scripture, the enemy knows the Word of God too. He knows the Bible. What's that? And He knows us. Yes, yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because He's been doing it for a very long time. If you go back and look in Adam and Eve, when God created Adam and Eve, and God gave Adam domain. He said, man, I give you domain over the earth and everything. You know, and, you know, I believe that God gave man domain over everything because God created the earth. That belongs to God. That's His. And He put man in charge to make sure it keeps in God's hands. Amen? And what happened? First man and woman made, the enemy shows right up. Shows right up and deceives them. So He's been doing it for a while. So he's good at it. You know? But you see how Adam and Eve, how what happened, they fell in the sin. And here is, as I finish reading this in Matthew 4, how Jesus handled the enemy. Well, He said it is written. So, bless you. So how He came out. Okay. Verse 5. Then the devil taketh up him in the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thou down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt thy Lord thy God. Excuse me. Here displays that Satan knows the Word of God, you know, and he's trying to use the Word of God, you know, against Jesus, trying to call Jesus out on His own word. So we got to be aware. The Bible says that He comes in like an angel of light, if I'm saying that right. You know, so the enemy is very deceiving in many ways. Many ways. I mean, I have a whole list. I'm not going to go through them. I don't have time to go through them. But I encourage you to look up what the enemy's attacks are. Be aware of what they are. And I say that because you might be getting attacks from the enemy, not realizing it's coming from the enemy. Make it sense? Amen. You know, and the days that we're living in now, you know, this is my opinion, when the world is getting away from God, when God's not present, the enemy's present. There is no in between. It's without God is the enemy. So when the world is getting away from God and the enemy's presence is in the world, as it's always been, but it's more than it ever has, the attacks are going to be more, you know. Just like I mentioned earlier about, you know, I was getting attacked quite a bit that weekend. Later that night, I just want to share this with you. I heard something from a prophetic speaker, Perry Stone. I don't know if anybody heard Perry Stone. Got man of God, and he's a prophetic speaker. And I listened to him that night, and he said, do you know why you're getting a lot of attacks at this time, this season? Because prophecy is being fulfilled. And the enemy knows prophecy, and the enemy knows his time is coming to an end, and know it's short. He knows we're living in the last days. He knows what his outcome is going to be. So as the time gets shorter and shorter, the enemy gets busier and busier, if I could say it like that. You know, he gets busier and busier, you know. So just be aware of what season we're in, you know. Okay. Get off track here. So here shows that the enemy knows the word of God. In verse 8, again, the devil taketh him up in exceeding high mountains, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy God, thy Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. I just want to share, too, is how Satan was going to offer Jesus all these kingdoms and world. He has power over the world. He has power over businesses, over different kingdoms and stuff in the world. Just, you know. But Jesus said here, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord God, thy God, him only shalt thou serve. Obviously, Satan wanted Jesus to bow down to him and worship him. This is what they're saying. But my question to you today is who is your God? And what I'm saying is, you know, we don't say this in America, you know, that's a God, that's a God, that's a God. Who are we serving today? I mean, are we serving money? Are we serving our job, a person? Sometimes in life, we got to be careful that we don't put something above God. And, you know, something that we spend more time with than we do with God, you know, or above God's word, or above, you know, above any of that. So that's just something, you know, something to be aware of. All right. I'm running a little late. All right, I'm going to. In verse 11, it says that then the devil leadeth him, and behold, angels came and ministered on him. So praise God that Jesus was tempted three times, and he spoke the word of God against Satan three times, and he fled. So there's a breakthrough. I mean, there's an overcoming, yes. So, and then the good news is it says that the angels came to minister unto him, the ministering angels. And I believe, Pastor Dell, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong. The ministering angels is revelation from God comes and ministers unto Jesus. So once the enemy flees, you know, it's just good news that like Jesus had the ministering angels come unto him and give revelation, you know. But here Jesus shows a sample of when the enemy attacks. Know the word of God. Speak the word of God against the enemy. And if it takes three times, he will flee. So I'm going to close with this. That I just want to encourage you to spend more time in the word of God. Meditate on it more. Spend more time in prayer, especially in the season that we're living in. And most importantly, speak it. Speak it out. We got to start speaking our voice out, you know. So I just just going to close with that, I guess.
Brother, I got a lot out of that. I really did. I mean, I really did. Yes, dear. You have a testimony? Absolutely. Come right on up here and share with us. Anybody think a testimony is appropriate? Yes, I think it is. That's all right.
I'll try to be quick.
That's right. Go right ahead.
So thank you very much, Doug. I really needed to hear that, and I think you knew it better than I did. Until this morning, I got in my shower. I didn't realize I was being under attack on one of the things that is probably most tender, most painful right now in my life. We're getting on to the first year anniversary of my mom's passing, and I think my sister and I have been buckling up, right? Because this first year, like, it's the first Christmas without her, it's the first birthdays, first pregnancy too, who knew that was gonna happen? And I was really looking for this month of October to bring probably some pain, but also some relief in a way. Not that I know I'm never gonna miss my mom less tomorrow than I do today, but at least maybe able to get to a close, finding some closure. And instead of finding that, I have been finding myself confronted with family members who have made reproaches and criticism over the way my sister and I have handled my mom's last moments. And that is very hard. I've been attacked twice, so I guess a third time is coming. And because I'm not Jesus, I haven't been handling it very graciously, I guess. I've been defending myself, justifying my choices and decision. And it's very funny because every time it has happened, I notice a cycle where I'm being attacked, I justify myself, get mad, get really mad. And I want to go back to it. I want to lay in their face. Like, I wake up the next day, I'm like, I'm going to call back, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, and this in your face, and that in your face. And then the Holy Spirit comes onto you, and there's that grace and that peace that says, but who is it you answer to when you did the things you did? If you had to do it all over again today, would you do anything different? If it was Jesus talking to you and not so-and-so, yeah, Jesus would probably look at me and said, you should have cleaned less and been with her more. Like, I'm sure I haven't done everything perfect. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm fairly confident that Jesus would be able to recognize that my sister and I have obeyed the commandment that said that one shall honor his parents. And so I might not have done what people wanted us to do, but bad news, I don't answer to you, I don't answer to your pride, I don't answer to your knees. I wasn't there to cater to you. I was there to honor my mom and honor Jesus through my actions in caring for her. So I'm waiting for the third attack. I think I'll be more ready.
Just remember you say it's written. Remember when you say it, for it is written. For it is written. Yes. That's what we should all be walking around saying, it is written. It is written. Amen.
Amen. While he was speaking, I was writing. Wow. Those who come to celebrate recovery know that when I watch, I've gotten into this habit of taking notes. I've never been a good note taker, but I've learned how to do that, just catching what the Spirit says. And I learned something from Doug this morning, because many times when I preach afterwards, somebody will come up to me and say, oh, you know, and they'll share this whole thing, just like you said. And I'm like, I never said that. But now I understand how that comes about, you know, because as he's speaking, the Spirit is just kind of adding to it and just inspiring and things. And Doug, you really shared a lot that inspired me today. I want to share this real quick. I don't want to preach his message for him again. Matter of fact, I'm curious if because we didn't give you a lot of time, if there's enough more to turn that into a series and you want to finish it next week, let me know. You let me know. The word tempt means to cause someone to do or want to do something, even though it may be wrong, bad, or unwise. It doesn't say that you have to do it, but you want to. He makes you want to. Satan's temptations are so convincing. that he was able to convince through his temptations a third of the angels to fall from heaven with him. Think about that for a moment. That's a powerful temptation. Why would they? That was very unwise for those angels to follow Satan. And his temptations for us are so powerful that we will follow him right to hell if we choose to. How do we defeat it? With God's word, with what God has written, and with God's name. If you are not cooperating with God and his word, then you are cooperating with the devil. It's that simple. And so we need to be very close. Jesus said, cooperate. Be yoked with me, right? My yoke is what? Easy. Burden is light. Satan's yoke is hard and heavy. And so who are you cooperating with? You feel like you're carrying a heavy load? Get out from under that yoke and go get into God's word. Good word, brother. Let's trust in what Jesus has, or let's trust in what is written just as Jesus did. Amen. Thank you for that. I got a lot out of that, brother, and I believe a lot of others did as well. Stand with me and we'll pray. Who brought their lunch? Let me see your hands. That's all right. We got you covered. As soon as I finish praying, if someone would grab a couple tables out of the closet, we'll throw up some tables and we'll put up some tables. And we'll separate, we'll put some chairs around, and we'll just have a little lunch together, and then we'll get together immediately after that and talk about the family promise. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. Your word is powerful and true. It gives us insight about who you are, about who Satan is, about who we are, and about who we should trust in with our lives. And so, God, I pray that you will help each and every one of us to be yoked to you, to cooperate with you, to trust your word, and not to do as all those angels did, not to follow Satan anywhere. God bless each one here today with victory over that defeated enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all.